You know him. He's been all over our pages and our airwaves and all over Sonoma County, and now way beyond Sonoma County, trying to teach a lot of other people about what to do in a disaster. It is the fire chief of Santa Rosa, Tony Gosner.
Good morning, Pat.
Welcome back, Chief. Nice to have you here.
Yep. Thanks. Nice to be here.
Finally, Friday, the governor takes out his pen and he signs SB 901.
Right.
The Wildfire Preparedness Bill. How hard did you work on that bill?
Everyone, the Cal Chiefs, this was a coalition of California League of Cities, fire districts, Cal Chiefs, CPF, so the union side. I mean, everyone was involved in this, CSAC, so from the county side as well.
Yeah.
And then I went up a number of times to testify in front of a few different committees on this item. And it was essentially to put money in the budget for pre-positioning equipment.
Yeah.
And ironically, we used it for the first time last week. We had a red flag warning. There's guidelines that you have to meet the criteria. It can't just be a red flag. There's so many guidelines. Otherwise, the money would go really fast.
Yeah. Because we get a lot of red flag warnings.
Right. We're in one now as of this morning. We were in a watch yesterday. Then it was canceled. And I woke up to now we're in a warning. So it changes quickly, as everyone knows.
So that money is available to you now?
Yeah. We had $25 million in the budget last year in California's budget, but there was no guidelines to use it, so we essentially couldn't use it last year.
I see.
So now the guidelines are in place. The first iteration were very strict, so you couldn't really use it because it was so strict,
you know,
the guidelines. So they've loosened up a little bit, and we met the criteria last week, and we used it through OES. So we had one strike team of Type 3 engines with a leader and a water tender and an extra dispatcher that was paid for through OES for the red flag conditions, as well as we as a county upstaffed an additional task force. So we had up to 11 or 12.
Okay, so
extra
that's significant.
Pieces. Yep.
Yeah, that's significant.
11 or 12 pieces of extra equipment during the red flag.
And do you feel confident moving forward in terms of when you can use that money and when you can't?
Yeah, no, even if we can't, we're going to put in for it.
Yeah,
you know, so
give it a whirl.
Tell us no and tell us why.
Yeah.
And so if we feel we need it and it's a red flag condition, and they've been really good, I will tell you, Chief Zagaris with OES and Director Ghirlanducci, even if people don't meet it, they exercise their rights to fund it. And so it's a process of trying to figure out where it is. They have other issues they have to worry about as well. So it's not just a giveaway to local government.
Well, right. And as taxpayers, we all appreciate that fact, too, that that's part of the equation.
Absolutely.
But it's I know that this last year has changed so many lives, and yours included. I mean, testifying in Sacramento probably wasn't on your regular schedule a year ago.
It was not on my radar. I've been pulled in many directions, which is I didn't see this coming, which is fine. That's what I'm here for. So anything I can do to make it better for the city, the county, and the state, I am 100% in. It's just time consuming. It takes a long time. There's multiple iterations.
Let's do this and it's done.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not a straight line. It's very back and forth, and there's a lot of good people throughout the state working on this issue.
Yeah.
And it's throughout the state. It's not just here in Sonoma County.
And that's good news, too. And, it's hard for us to understand, even as this bill was making its way through the legislature, that there was any objection from any representative in any county in California, because we're all at risk, clearly.
Yeah. There were no objections. I think the difficulty on this bill was it sounds like a lot of money in the big scheme of things in the state of California. It's really not a lot of money, but there needed to be a process and accountability. So when it is audited, it shows real value. And that was really the struggle behind the scenes on trying to figure out where that line was.
Yeah, that's the nuts and bolts kind of stuff that make me so glad I'm not a politician.
Right. Well, and I tell you, Dodd, McGuire, Jim Wood, Mark, all those guys, Cecilia, they fabulous, absolutely fabulous on this issue and other issues. They listen and they take it in. They ask great questions if they don't understand something. So they have been fabulous to work with. On and off this issue, right? Even they become good friends.
Yeah, I mean, the relationships that have been forged over the course of the last year are mighty. I mean, I consider ours one of those.
Right.
And that's one of the positives that comes out of something like this, I think. And I know early on, you know, while the, you know, a lot of big political honchos were in town and surveying the damage and out the door a couple of hours later, you know, I remember saying, pay attention. Right. Start paying attention to who's stepping up on our behalf. I mean, on a daily basis. And the people that you just mentioned are certainly representative of those. Let's talk about teaching, because one of the things that is no surprise to me is that Sonoma County and what we learned about what went right and what went wrong, that many of the folks in that discussion, like you, Chief Gosner, are now telling other communities what to do and what not to do if something like this happens to them.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I've also said, look, if I can help anybody, I will go anywhere and share the story of Sonoma County and Santa Rosa.
And everybody said, okay, Chief.
Yeah, I didn't have to ask, really.
Here's your travel schedule.
Hey, what do you know about this? You know, so I've been to many conferences, San Diego, Reno. I went to Montana for a two-day talk. I've been asked to go to Utah, Nebraska, South Dakota. I haven't been everywhere yet. I'm going to hit South Dakota. Depends on a few things, but my general message, and it really is it's a shared PowerPoint. It's some Cal Fire, some OES, and some of Santa Rosa. We've created our own slideshow, and then it's an opportunity to share with people that, hey, you know, you might not think it's going to happen to you, because we all think that way. That's human nature. It won't happen to us. It's always somewhere else. But when it does happen to you and you're not prepared, it's going to be very painful. And this is what you need to do to prepare. And it's always about, it's a shared responsibility with the community. You got to make sure your community is prepared as much as possible. You have to have your alerting squared away, whether it's wireless.
No matter what it is. All of the above, I think is a good idea.
You got to sign up for opt-in. You got to make sure people are exercising their wireless alerting, and they just need to stay involved and engaged. And then the other things, you got to figure out wherever you live, you got to figure out if a fire was to happen right now and you had 5 minutes, how am I getting out of here?
Yeah.
That's stuff.
And what
that
two
you
ways
to,
am I can I get out of here? Because the one might be blocked.
Well, and we experienced some of that
yes,
night.
We
so
did.
We had some people, I got to go left because the fire's to the right. And I was like, oh my God, where's that fire coming from? Well, it was the Nun's fire coming at them, right? So, October 8th and 9th was out of the ordinary for our area. Or at least, I shouldn't say it's out of the, it's happened
before. Let's hope it's out of the ordinary. Yeah.
But it was such an extreme event through multiple, and let's not forget that Mendocino County, Lake County,
Napa
County, so everyone was on fire at the same time. And that's really was what hurt us.
I'm looking forward to passing that year mark on the calendar, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
I am. It ramps up, right? We all know it's going to ramp up, and that's why I'm here. We're ramping up, and there's going to be stuff for the next 2 weeks, maybe longer. It's a great time to remember. You know, I'm not a big fan of never forget, but I like to say, well, we will always remember.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's, you know, for me, it's a time of quiet reflection.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
And I think everybody on the, you know, on the 8th or the 9th, depending on where you lived, you know, it's such a personal decision about whether you want to, you know, join your community in marking the occasion or you don't. That's just a really personal decision, I think.
Yep, and
it's, I'll tell you, it's one of the reasons why, you know, we tried to stay away from the actual anniversary date for that reason, and why we're getting together on Saturday in the square for a celebration of heroes. And I know, Chief Gosner, you're going to be handing out one of our awards to one community member of so many.
Yeah. How do you pick?
Well, I have a committee for that. I stay out of that completely. But, and we've been reading a lot of the nominations on the air, too, just to make sure as many people are commended, mm-hmm. you know, out in public as can be. But thank you for being there. And then, of course, a week from today, we'll be out at Oakmont Golf Club for the Heroes of October golf tournament. Still a couple of slots available there, and a hero on every hole. That's going to be fun because you don't have to wear your uniform that day.
I don't.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's, it's a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
I will say, though, because we're friends and I want to give you, you know, as much notice as possible, that some people have specific goals or they have specific additions that they're going to have at their particular hole, because there will be a hero on every hole. For example, I've joined forces with Lion Ranch in Sonoma, and they are well known for their rescue of animals and using some of those animals as therapy animals, which they brought to the fairgrounds. So on my hole, number 10, you'll see a fennec fox rescued. You'll see, let's see, what else are they? A miniature horse.
Really?
To represent all the horses who were rescued here. You'll also see a camel.
A camel.
And an alligator.
So there's room for my donkeys.
Huh? Are you talking about my hole or yours?
Well, I'll bring them to mine, but, you know, that's you got correct. A lot of...
We've had a lot of questions about the golf tournament, but never, where are the asses?
I got a couple of therapy donkeys.
Oh, therapy? Yeah. Hey, then I say anything's game. And I'm sure right now the folks at the Oakmont Golf Club are tearing their hair out going, oh my God.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but thank you for being a part of both of those commemorations. We expect to raise a lot of money.
Yep, glad to help out.
Yeah, very good. And Chief Gosner will be back with us on the air on the morning of October 8th. And I think that's only appropriate. Sheriff Rob Giordano will be with us too that day.
Oh, good. I haven't seen him in a while. It'd be good to see him.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet. Tony, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you on Sunday.
Sounds good.